Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's going on, everybody? You listen to the Stephen Knight Show. My name is Stephen Knight, and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on ELTM Radio. Very excited. It's our first show of the new year, 2012, so happy new year to everyone. We have a great show lined up. Definitely don't want you to miss out. We'll be talking about discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, the latest in movie reviews. And our guest tonight, you've seen him as co-star on The Monique Show and even in Tyler Perry's Madea's Big Happy Family. We'll be welcoming Rodney Perry. You definitely want to check out his story. So stay tuned for that. As always, we want you to be part of the discussion, so call in with your questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. You can join us in chat as well. There's a link on our Facebook page. And Ms. Parker, how you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. I'm doing well. Glad to be back. How was your holidays, Christmas?
My holidays were great. I was at home. I was in Virginia with my family. I was here for New Year, but I was sick and big, so that wasn't too great. But how are you? I know you traveled too as well.
Yeah, everything went well. I went home for about 12 days and had a good time with the family, but, of course, it was good to be back.
Yeah.
You know, holidays, when you go home, it's a lot of running around, so...
Always.
I got home and was pretty sick as well. I think we were sick around the same time.
Yeah, I was sick.
New Year's, I didn't do much. Hung out with Melanie and the boyfriend. That's it. That's about it. Did you get anything good for Christmas?
I got money.
That's
got money.
Always great. I got some money, too. So, yeah, my dad hooked me up a little bit.
Because, you know, I got laid off from our job that you and I work at, so... I ended up getting another job.
Yeah, 9 to 5.
Right. So I ended up getting another job about a week later, but people didn't know that I had gotten that job, so they had money for me just in case. So.
Oh, that's a good way to run games.
Yeah, so
that's
I got
a good way to run games.
Yeah, yeah.
You came up in many ways.
Yeah, I came up many ways. I got a small job, started a new job.
Yeah,
money
a blessing in disguise, huh?
It was.
Well, that was just a wholesome.
Right, right. Kiki, are you on the line?
Happy New Year, people.
Happy New Year.
I was like, where is GK? Happy New Year.
What's going on with you?
Not much, man. I'm happy about tonight's show.
Absolutely.
How are your holidays?
My holidays were good. Very quiet. I stayed a little low-key. Yeah, that's just my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, I'm like, why is it so short? Why are you being so short with us?
Right.
Did you hung out with the family?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time with the family. You know, smothered myself with the kids.
Yeah.
Thing one and thing two kept me busy.
Thing one and thing two.
Yeah.
So I know you're excited about our new season here with our second year here on the Stephen Knight Show. You've been
Absolutely.
Working on
it. Yeah, you already putting in good work, so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I work hard for the Stephen Knight Show.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do, and we appreciate every minute of it.
I'm looking forward to our anniversary later on this month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will be in the ACL, so watch out.
Awesome. Can't wait to have you.
Right.
So what's going on in the movies?
All right. So I have three movies to review. I saw The Adventures of Tintin, which is an animated 3D feature, but I had to go see it because Steven Spielberg directed it, so I automatically had to go see that. And, you know, the whole Pixar 3D animation, you know, they always go above and beyond, you know, the normal. This particular one, I must say, the cinematography in this film is beyond anything that I've ever seen before. More so than his Toy Stories, more so than anything that he's ever done before. When you go see the movie, you'll know what I'm talking about, just how it's shot and the technology behind it. Because it, at certain points, you have to look at the movie and you're like, is that real or is that animated? It catches you off guard. But that's how good it is. And the storyline is good because it's from The Adventures of Tintin, the comic book. And I don't know if you're familiar with it, but the character gets into a lot of, it's almost like a miniature Hardy Boys type thing. He's a little sleuth detective, and he's always getting himself into predicaments and adventures. Pretty good. It's definitely for the kids, and the adults will enjoy it as well. My second film is The Devil Inside. Horrible, 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 horrible. Don't go see it. You don't even have to wait for the DVD to go see it. It was just, to me, it was just a waste of money, a waste of time. They have done the whole reality cam thing to death. I think Blair Witch kind of opened the field for that and shut it down. Leave it alone. You don't have to worry about seeing this movie. Save your money. Go see something else. And the last movie is Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Excellent movie.
How was that?
That was really, really good. I actually saw the original in the Indie Festival, and that was done, it's a European movie, and it was done with subtitles, and they just re-released it, and they put, you know, some American actors in it, but it still holds its weight. It still has the same depth, drama, action, mystery, all that is in it. It's a well-put-together movie, well-received. I think it's gotten a lot of great reviews, and it also made a lot of money. So that one is, I definitely recommend that one. And there will probably be sequels to it. So stay tuned for that.
Was that good?
Yeah, that good.
Okay. Anything and, coming up that you're looking forward to?
Let's see. I'll be down there the end of January. We're having our anniversary. In February, I'm actually hosting a male cook-off competition in Philadelphia. My Facebook people and my Twitter people, stay abreast of that. I'll be shooting that out there. I don't know if anyone, from the sound of my voice, if you're a male and you think you can cook, you might want to follow me or get up with me so you can enter into this competition. The cash prize is $3,500.
Wow. What's the premise of the competition?
The premise of the competition is you don't need to be a professional chef. You don't need to have a culinary arts degree. You just need to be a male, and you need to be able to cook well, hopefully, because there are going to be other males. Some of them are chefs, but, you know, even if you're not a chef and you think that you can, you know, muscle up against some of the big boys, come on and try to win the $3,500. I will be posting information on Facebook, and you can find me on Facebook, Chike Evans, and also on my Twitter. I am at Absolutely Chike on Twitter. So just look out for the information. If you're interested, reach out to me and let me know that you want to register, and I'll get you registered, and we'll get it going there. And also, it's in Philadelphia, so if you're in another area of the country and you happen to be in the Delaware Valley area somewhere around February 18th, come on out, try your skills. Ladies, if you're looking for a man with skills, this is an event that you might want to be at. Find a man that can cook for you.
I hear that. I hear that. All right. Anything else you want to talk about, you want to discuss coming up, or is that about wrap it up?
That about wraps it up. I'm just excited about the guests that we're going to have on in this new year of the Stephen Knight Show. We're doing things bigger and better than ever.
Yep. We're pushing it bigger and better. We'll appreciate you, Chicky, as always.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good night.
All right, you too. A-Ron, you on the line? A-Ron Sims, what's going on, man?
Man, first of all, Happy New Year, Merry
Happy
Christmas, Ms. Parker, Stephen. You know, all is well. Man, I just got to talk about Tim Tebow, man. I mean, he's like all over Twitter. He's everywhere. He's on Facebook. He's on CNN, ESPN, everything. It's just crazy.
I know a lot's going on right now.
Yeah, I mean, that game last night, man, was – oh, my gosh. It's like legend. It's words can't even put into it. I mean, now, they're going to lose to the Patriots, but just the fact that they beat the Steelers, man, I am excited. I'm so happy. So happy. I am not a Steelers fan. I like some of the players on the Steelers team, but as far as the team in general, I don't like them. I really don't care for the Steelers. Mm. Yeah.
That was a big game going on tonight.
National Championship game, man. BCS, LSU, Alabama. I have LSU winning.
LSU's winning? Well, you know, what's the name winning right now?
Yeah.
Alabama.
I know. Yeah,
it's fine. Because one of my friends, he's all, roll tide. You know, he's all big, so I've been kind of following while we're doing the show. But
you think LSU's got it? Yeah. I think, you know, Bama has a little lead early on. LSU's going to come out in the second half and just you know, do what they do best, you know, beat up teams, win. And it'll be all good. It'll be over and done with, you know, and LSU will be the national champions.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I just talk about the Falcons for like a second, man?
Okay, yeah.
It'll be real quick because, I mean, they're not even worth really even talking about, man. I mean, two points. That's all that the Falcons scored in their own playoff game against the Giants. 2 points. I don't know if you knew that or not.
It's been I'm done with stuff behind the scenes while we're chatting. But
okay,
yeah,
I'm sorry, because I'm like, can I get a response or something? I'm
right.
Not too busy now.
No, I'm telling you, that's all they talked about today. I heard that was a game. And I know Ms. Park was very upset on Facebook.
I mean, come on. You're a professional NFL team. 2 points, and you made the playoffs, and you're supposed to be one of these teams that's, you know, an quote-unquote elite team, and you put up 2 points, and you're supposed to have, like, this really good offense, and you put up 2 points. 2 points.
Right, yeah.
2 points.
Yeah, they were giving a lot of flack to the Falcons' quarterback, and he just wasn't.
Matt Ryan is not a playoff quarterback. He's not. Dude, I mean, Matt Ryan, bro, I'm sorry. I just got to keep it real with you, man. You are not a playoff quarterback. I think you're overhyped. I think you're decent during the regular season, but you just don't get it done in the playoffs, man. Yeah, I think Michael Turner is overrated also. That's all I can say about it, man. I just think that they're just overrated, and they need to make some changes, or they're going to continue to be, you know, a decent to good regular season team, and then once they get to the playoffs, they just fold. They just wither up under pressure.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got the 2 points from our defense. The game was just horrible.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing.
The defense, which, you know, wasn't supposed to be the best part of the Falcons. It's supposed to be the offense is supposed to be the, you know, this high-flying scoring offense, and the defense actually scored the only points of the game. Yeah. Pathetic. Pathetic. But I could talk about that for like a long time.
Do you keep up with boxing?
I'm sorry?
Boxing?
I've heard about, like, I think Floyd Mayweather Jr.'s Yeah, I haven't really kept up with it, so I don't
okay.
I don't know what to say about that. But now that you mention it, I actually will. From now on, I will definitely keep up with boxing. Definitely.
Well,
okay.
he was sentenced to go to jail, but they have.
I think it's being his sentencing is being rescheduled for until after the fight.
After the fight,
because
then,
I think Vegas is going to lose so much money if they sent him before the fight. People already bought their tickets and he's been
throwing
his
right,
plans,
right.
So.
But he's going to make millions off of the fight, won't he?
Yeah, I guess it's 90 days in jail. It's not going to be too bad.
That is true.
That is true.
That's not bad at all, man. That's a good return, man. 90 days in jail and get millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Not that we're promoting domestic violence at all.
Exactly.
Say that.
Right. But, yeah,
well,
that's pretty much going on. Nah, man, that's pretty much it, man. It's all about football. I just have to say this. The NBA, I have to admit, is really good right now. It's really good. I actually am enjoying watching these games. So I have to tip my hat off to the NBA, man. Y'all did really, I'm excited. I'm happy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Really good. These are some good games. And
really
also,
games.
I actually think that they should actually maybe think about shortening their season to like a 60-plus game season and actually starting on Christmas Day. I think that's what they should do. You know, that would actually help with their money problems also. You know, just make it a shorter season. So.
Quick question. I know that a lot of things happen in terms of, you know, when some of these athletes' personal lives, like Michael Jordan got engaged, LeBron got
right.
engaged, Kobe's getting a divorce.
Right.
Anything you want to say about those things?
Man, not really. I mean, that's their personal lives. I wouldn't want anybody trying to, you know, dissect my personal life. But
right.
Pretty much, you know, plus. These men have kids and stuff, so you know I don't really want to, you know, say anything negative or anything about that.
Well, I got you, Steven. I got your energy.
Yeah, I'll let Miss Parker handle all that. Yeah.
Alabama's 12-0.
It's okay, 12, but it's just 12 points. It's 12 points.
Okay.
12 little points. LSU will come back. Trust.
They'll come back.
They
follow you on Twitter.
They better.
Where can we follow you on Twitter?
Man, follow me, Ron Cosby 1 on Twitter. Ron, R-O-N, Cosby, C-O-S-B-Y, just like Bill Cosby, just like the Cosby Show. And the number one, just the number one, at Twitter. And also you can find me on Facebook. At Aaron, A-R-O-N, Cosby, just like Bill again. And also, please, follow my cousin E.J. Holt on Facebook. That's E.J. Holt on Facebook. Thank you very much.
All right. And is Janelle on?
I'm here.
Janelle. It's Ferguson. Long time no hear. Happy New Year.
I know. Oh, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How are your holidays?
You know, I got to lay around. I thought I was going to have to go to L.A. I'm so happy to report that I didn't have to go.
You
oh, my goodness. You already know. So, you know, that was a little gift in itself. So,
okay.
But, yeah. So I just got to lay around and be lazy and do nothing, which is the best kind of vacation of life,
I hear
actually.
This.
So,
of life.
Yeah, of
what
life. I think that when I was, you know, out over the holidays, I was pretty much bursting at the seams because I saw so many things that I wanted to tell everybody about. And, of course, those things are still going on.
Okay.
One of the things that I wanted to tell everybody about was, I'm sorry, 9-West. They've been having this clearance event, and it's just spectacular. Basically, you can shop at 9 West, And you'll get up to 60% off of, you know, off of select styles, which is pretty much just about everything in the store if you go into the store. Now, if you're shopping online, it's a completely different story. Now, the prices, they're somewhat the same, but they do differ a little bit online, you know, and in the store. But I think they have more of a selection in the store, which is usually the other way around. They usually have more of a selection online. But I think in this particular case, they have more of a selection in the store. So if you go into Nine West right now, and this has, like, been an ongoing thing. They've been doing this for, like, probably the past, I want to say, about probably since Thanksgiving. So you might want to hurry on in and see what they still have. You can get up to 60% off of select items. I was in Ross over the weekend, and they're having a clearance event. Now, I'm typically a Marshalls and TJ Maxx girl. I kind of shy away from Ross because everything's just so disorganized. But I had to go in there today. I mean, I had to go in there over the weekend to get a couple of things for, well, at least I was trying to see if I could find something for a friend's birthday. And I came across their little clearance aisle. And I just said, well, why don't I just go and just, you know, sort of peruse the aisles. Well, Ross, they discount their things so much better than TJ Maxx and Marshalls ever could, ever would. I got a Calvin Klein sweater dress that was originally $128. I got it for $20. So they discount their stuff at least 50%. And that's what they started off at. And then they discounted more.
Speaking of Ross.
Yes, Ross. You know, dress for less and press for less.
I know about Ross. I'll be there.
The only reason though is because it's so disorganized. It's not because I don't think they carry like the type of clothes I want to wear. It's just that
you really
have to have patience at Ross. I mean, it's sometimes it can just be ridiculous. But when I saw that dress for $20, I started looking through those racks like I didn't have any. Oh my goodness! Like I really had some money to spend, and it wasn't just after the holidays. So I went and I bought that dress, and I also got another little dress. And it's so weird that they also have, like, spring things on sale right now. I got another little dress for about $30. So they're just having a really, really good clearance event right now. So I would definitely try to go on and see a nearest Ross and see what they have going on. I was in Old Navy as well, and I stopped what I was doing because one of the salespeople told me that their clearance event starts today. And lo and behold, it surely did. You can shop in stores and online at Old Navy, and you can get some of their prices for their clearance event start at $4.97. So that's a really good deal.
Wow.
The Limited, you can shop at the Limited now. This is online and in stores. And you can get 40% off of all dresses in the store. But they didn't stop there because, you know, this is the we're going into spring. We're coming out of, well, we're actually in the middle of winter, but, you know, they start getting prepared for everything early. So, you know, they're trying to move out all of their winter things and bring in all of the spring stuff. So right now they have buy one, get one, 50% off of all pants, jeans, and skirts. Plus they have $50 off all suit jackets. Plus they have 30% off select tops. And then up to 70% off of all clearance items. So, I mean, I don't know. I almost peed my pants when I saw that. So, and it's so sad that I don't have any money right now. Express
after
doing,
the holidays.
I know. Those holidays will kill you. Express is having their end of season sale, and you can get up to 70% off of their clearance prices. Plus, you can take an additional 30% off of already reduced clearance. So that's always a good thing. You know, I love to tell you guys about clearance, not just sales, but clearance. That's my favorite thing. But, of course, you need, you know, you have to have patience because you have to get through all the clutter to find you really, you know, the gems. So, you know, that's a really good thing. And then the last sale that I have to tell you guys about is Victoria's Secret. I normally don't tell you about Victoria's Secret. I mean, I do sometimes, but I don't normally tell you about Victoria's Secret simply because there's usually nothing to tell. I mean, they have two, you know, semi-annual sales, and we've passed them. So, but I'm happy to report the Victoria's Secret is you can shop now and get an extra 30% off of all of the clearance boots. So, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. That might be something that you want to, instead of going to Victoria's Secret and getting the, you know, stereotypical lingerie, you can go get her some boots. You know, 30% off, an extra 30% off of that clearance boots. You can't really beat that.
I know, that's right.
So, I mean, what's
you know what, y'all women ain't nothing.
You know what, I'm just saying, you know, I'm just saying.
You only had to put it out now.
Yeah, I'm going to put it out now. Get some boots.
You ain't women ain't nothing.
I don't need any underwear. I have enough underwear, but you know, I can never have too many shoes. Let's just go get me some boots. And they are 30% off of the clearance. So I love this time of year. I love it when the season is about to change and when we're, you know, like, because it's a really good time to shop the sales. It's a great time to shop the sales. So that's the last sale I have about this. I'm happy you guys this evening, but I can't wait until next week because I'm sure I'm going to find more.
Well, we always appreciate you, Zia. Thank you so much.
Thank
and,
you, as always.
Okay.
And
it's all right. And it's on the call. Yes, you too.
Right.
Okay. Bye.
Right. Well, Ms. Park, let's go ahead and go into entertainment news.
We've missed so much. I don't know where to start, but I guess
I'll
start with the biggest
news
right now. Beyonce and Jay had a baby girl.
They had their baby.
Her name is Blue Ivy Carter. I think it's cute. I think it would have been cute if it was Ivy Blue. But congrats to the, you know, happy new parents. There's a lot of rumors going around, of course, a lot of buzz.
Oh, my God.
About
so much going on with that.
Pregnancy and delivery.
The surrogate mother.
Being, you know, paid for and closed down. And some guys asking for apologies because he couldn't see his baby. I mean, it's just a lot going on, but
going on.
I hope that they are staying away from all the negativity and focusing on their new baby girl. I love the new song that he released about his baby girl and the struggle.
Yeah, called
kid, the baby,
Glory.
And she had, I guess, a couple of miscarriages. So I'm not sure what's going on there, but I'm happy for them.
Absolutely.
What craziness have you heard?
Well, I heard that Michelle Williams got someone went off her on Twitter because she never tweeted, you know, congratulations or anything. And so someone, you know, cussed her out. You know, you need to show respect for the princess that's born. And she was like, hold up. You know, I talk to B every day. I email her. We talk. We text. Said, I don't need to tweet, especially someone that's not even on Twitter. I guess, you know, what she's saying is Beyonce has a Twitter page, but she doesn't run that. You know what I mean? She talks directly to her. She needs to tweet about something, especially someone that's not even on Twitter. So, but yeah, it's a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah, I mean, why would they expect that she wouldn't have that direct relationship with B, you know,
right.
When she'd pick up the phone, text her, or whatever.
Right, right. And then, you talked about the song Jay did, which was really hot. I like that song, Glory. You know, people upset about how security handled everything at the hospital. People still saying Beyonce had a surrogate mother. You know, they released a statement saying that she had a cesarean section and everything. But regardless of the situation, I'm happy for both of them. They're first-time parents. They've been married for a couple years now. You know what I mean? Congratulations to Beyonce and Jay-Z. So.
Yeah, I mean, I would hope that she's not, you know, lying about having a baby herself. But even if she is, they still have a baby and, you know, it's still – in addition to their family, people just need to be happy for people and stop trying to be so personal with these celebrities. Like, let them live their lives. But the whole thing with Michelle Williams, they think they know so much. Like, she was, like, she owed them a tweet. You know what I mean? Like, she, that's weird.
She can call her friend straight up. But there was a video that was released. It was 2 days before Beyonce gave birth. And she was getting into this SUV, you know, 9 months pregnant, getting an SUV. And they showed how she just got in there with such ease and was like a pregnant movie. It's just like they're analyzing every move she makes. I mean.
Yeah, every move she makes. And I mean, I saw the video. She didn't look pregnant.
She did
pregnant,
jump up in there.
She didn't look pregnant. But, you know, it is what it is.
It is
and,
what it
know,
is.
Eventually, the truth will come out if that's what it is. But, you know,
I
either way,
the
they
though.
Had a baby, and I'm happy for them. So.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Congrats. Speaking of having babies, Nick Cannon is in the hospital. He's still hospitalized. The doctor said that he's not well enough to go home or start work yet. Because he had a kidney failure.
Yeah,
mild. I guess he's still recovering from that. So.
Well,
but
actually,
wish him well.
He got released. He was released today.
Well, I'm glad he was through it, because that means he's doing better.
Right.
Hopefully he will recover and they will move forward with their lives. Their little twin is so cute.
Yeah.
I'm sure Beyonce and Jay's they're gonna do a special reveal their baby as well.
You think so?
I don't think it's gonna be a normal, like, just post a picture or anything like that. I think it's going to be one of those meet Jay and meet baby girl type things.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, I'm excited to see.
Sorry.
Okay, so Drake and Common are beefing.
Now,
this is like the most entertaining thing I've heard all week. Because I love the song. They're both going really hard.
Right.
Over Serena. And I'm like, Serena? you wouldn't expect that.
They said Serena got them thickums, you know.
Right.
So. You put it on them or something.
Right. Have you heard the song?
I heard the song. And Drake, you know, at first Drake went in and he did his thing and he kind of went in on Common. And then
Common came in and just killed the whole thing because he said his name and everything.
Right.
I was like, wow. So that's a crazy situation. Drake supposed to be somehow messing with Serena or something?
I don't even know the story behind that. Yeah.
Yeah, I have no clue what the story is, but I'm entertained.
Right. Good music, though.
Yeah, good music. Tiger Woods' wife tore down the $12 million home. Now, I can't understand that. That's way beyond. I know she was given $150 million or whatever she got in divorce. But I don't understand how you can just have a $12 million home destroyed so you can build a new one in that spot. It's like,
yeah,
you know,
she wanted,
can just remodel.
She wanted upgrades. She wanted to make it upgrade the home.
I know, but that's what remodeling does.
My thing is, couldn't you have sold that home and bought another one? I mean,
she wants it on that property. She wants that land or whatever. But upgrading, you can remodel.
Right.
I just don't get it. I guess if you're not working for it, it's nothing to you.
Right.
Well, if you're not working for it, it's nothing to you. If you just, you know, I mean, if you're just getting $150 million for no reason.
Well, yeah, you can do what you want with it.
Compared
right.
to someone who has it. I guess you don't value it as much. So.
Yeah.
I just think that's just crazy. But it is what it is. And I heard a rumor that Amber Rose was going around saying that Kim Kardashian tried to break up
Kanye
when they were together.
Kanye.
And that she was a big issue in their relationship and with arguments and fights and stuff. So Kim just can't stay out of the news.
She can't stay out of controversy.
No matter how much she tries. Stays in the middle of something. But I can't say I pity her. She seems to be living a pretty good life.
Oh, yeah, she's doing good.
Monica and Brandy coming out with a new song, I heard.
Oh,
my God, Boys Mine used to be my song.
You know, that was a huge
Boys
song
Mine.
In 1998. That was the biggest song in 1998. And they, this past weekend in Miami, they recorded a new duet. For Monica, I believe Monica's upcoming CD. She's working on another CD, and so they supposedly made magic
again. I hope her CD doesn't come out before Brandy, because we've been waiting a while for hers.
Brandy's CD supposedly comes out in May, and I'm not sure when Monica's next CD comes out.
And I hope there's some good songs. I'm tired of Brandy coming out with crap. So.
She
I hope
sing,
she goes back
yeah.
to her ballads and, you know, singing what we like her for. Go back to old school stuff. So we'll see what happens.
Right,
but I'm excited to hear that song because my girlfriend and I were in middle school and we used to all have a part. So she was
you'd be Brandy or Monica.
And I was always Monica. Even though I like Brandy's part better, everyone's but Monica was cuter.
You know what? That's girl
so
talk
we
right there.
Fight over who part was who. And, it was fun. So hopefully I can do that in my old age now. Still do the same thing. LeBron and Michael Jordan and the Franklin got engaged. New Year's holiday. I guess Maybe I'm just noticing that now, but is New Year's typically a big day for New Year's Eve, a big day for engagement?
I guess so.
I know personally even know about 6 people who got engaged.
Yeah, a lot of people got engaged over the New Year's.
And all these celebrities got engaged New Year's Eve.
But see, celebrity, to me, celebrity weddings don't last anyway a lot of times, so hope the engagement does better, you know, but we'll see. I wish them all the best, though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying in general, a lot of people got engaged
right,
New Year's
right.
Eve. Like I said, I know at least 6 couples. Congrats to everyone who got engaged. New Year's Eve, wishing you guys the best. But let me just say this. If Aretha Franklin can get engaged at 69, there's hope for everybody.
And
I think I'm hope, lady.
Yeah, in his 50s.
Oh, she's a cougar.
She's a cougar. She's always been a cougar.
And she lost that weight and came up on her. Well, he was with her when she was big, because I remember seeing
him
with her.
Yeah, he's doing it for a minute.
Yeah, he said he'll stick around. See what happens.
See what happens.
Oh, that is about it. Do you have anything else?
Not much. Well, you know, Brandy, she's been making the circuits about the movie. You know, she's doing a movie with Kim Kardashian for Tyler Perry. And
I didn't know she was in that movie. I know Kim is in it because, of course, you know, it's been a big thing about her being in that movie.
People have boycotted that, try to petition Tyler Perry not to do it. But, you know, Kim Kardashian and Brandy have history because Kim used to date Ray J, and then, you know, they had the whole sex tape, which supposedly catapulted Kim's career.
And they were supposed to be friends, right?
They were friends.
Oh,
right,
that went down.
Well, Brandy was on Wendy Williams today, and Wendy asked her, so how's it like working with Kim? And she said, well, I haven't really seen her because we don't have any scenes together. But in all actuality, I miss my friend. And that let her know that I miss her, I miss our friendship, and if she ever needs me, I'm here for her. So hopefully that she was hoping that she'll see her at a premiere, you know, once the movie starts coming out and they start doing promos and stuff. So we'll see what happens with that. But that's kind of awkward.
I mean, I think that's weird. I don't think they hate each other. I think the whole situation of what happened in the breakup and the sex tape just made it awkward, like you said, and weird to be around each other. But sometimes some people just don't fit in your life, your lifestyle at the time. Doesn't mean that you're not connected and still, you know, care about their well-being.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I'm glad
you
said that. And what's going on with Fantasia?
Oh yeah, well, you know, Fantasia gave birth to her her son with Antoine Dobson. I mean, not Antoine Dobson. What's his name?
Not Haya, baby, and Haya.
Haya, your wife, how's your kids?
I thought she had a baby by him.
No, Antoine Fish, I believe, the one that was married. And so she gave birth to their son, and Wendy Williams kind of went off on the show, you know, not Fantasia wasn't there, but went off on her kind of saying that, because Fantasia's looking to get, hoping that he will step up and, you know, financially take care of this child and marry her and all this stuff. And Wendy Williams basically was telling her, don't hold your breath. You know what I mean? So.
Right. I mean, I think she gave her pretty good advice. You know, it was pretty sensible, I guess. But I don't think she should have done it on national TV.
Right.
She claims to be pretty close with her. So I think that's something she should have called her up and probably said in private. But,
yeah.
But
you know, that's Wendy.
We all know she's messy.
Right. Well, let's take a quick commercial break and we'll come back. We'll continue with some more entertainment news, and Mr. Perry, Rodney Perry, will be on. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Great, excited about that.
You're listening to the Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to the Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. The Steve and Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
All right, welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. We are waiting on our guest, but let's go on a little bit more entertainment news. Kobe Bryant getting a divorce. What do you think about
that?
Yeah,
I kind of like what Drake said in his song. Like, he was like B, he used a B word. I'm not going to say it.
Right.
He wasn't in the court with me practicing shooting those shots. I mean,
right.
Like, that's what it is. You know, I'm not a Kobe Bryant fan at all. I'm pretty close to hating him, but I don't want to use the word hate. So. Yeah, but, you know, it is what it is. He's going to get what's coming to him because, you know, I feel like he had a hand in other people's relationships being, you know, not going that well because he always gossiping and telling other people's business. And I also think that, you know, like she said, he's always been cheating. And he never stopped.
Yeah. Well,
supposedly,
you know,
his father told him to make her sign a prenup, and he never did.
Yeah.
So she has to get half.
Yeah, she's going to get half because, you know, in L.A. she was married 10 years, and her stepfather actually came out and said that she's a gold digger. She knew exactly what she was doing.
That she was waiting for 10 years.
Waiting for that 10-year mark so she can get half of that money.
So she can get half, yeah, because she would have gotten a good amount
but
it wouldn't have been half.
But in
California, it doesn't matter if you're married or not. If you've been with someone 10 years or longer, you get half.
Right.
So,
right.
But I'm sure she's been through a lot.
Yeah.
That's like another Tiger Woods situation right there. So,
yeah.
She said he's always been cheating and.
Well, she's about to come up Juanita Jordan style.
I know. I don't know what's gonna happen with his future earnings. I don't know if she's. So I guess because they have young kids, she still gets some money from that. I don't know.
Yeah, she got a whole lot. She gained a lot of weight. Juanita Jordan, she's gained a lot of weight in the last couple of years. I guess she's eating good now. But
she doesn't have to stay in shape. she doesn't have to stay in shape. She's no longer with Mike. But Michael Jordan has gotten bigger.
Yeah, he's gotten bigger.
He's gained weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gained weight, so.
Did you hear about the woman who, this was a couple months ago, I remember we talked about it, she poisoned her husband and poisoned his dinner. He passed out. She dragged him upstairs to the bed, tied him up, and then cut off his manhood and put it down the garbage disposal?
No.
You hear about that woman? Her name was
no.
Catherine Becker. Yeah, she poisoned his
dinner.
Wow. I think because he was cheating on her or something, but... She poisoned him, dragged him upstairs, tied him to the bed, and cut it off, put it in the garbage disposal. And when the police came, she said, yeah, I did it. Well, update on her, she faced life for doing that.
I cannot believe she, like, actually cut it off.
Yeah, she cut it off. She cut it off. Now, what do you think about
anybody
this? yeah, she wasn't playing. And she's, I don't know what her ethnicity is. But yeah, she definitely not one mess with her.
Wow.
Do you know the Archie comic? The comics? Have you heard of those?
No.
Well, there's this popular comic series been around for years, and they just released they're coming up with an updated magazine or edition of their magazine where. They have a gay marriage, and everybody's saying how controversial it is because, you know, Archie, their classic comic books have been around for years, and now they're kind of, I guess, getting with the times, and they have a black man and a white man getting married in the magazine, so there's a lot of...
In a comic book?
In a comic book, yeah. So there's a lot of controversy over that.
Hmm.
Yeah, so that's kind of weird.
I know. I'm like, well, what would be the story? I mean... I guess because I've never read a comic book, it doesn't make sense. I
actually used to read Archie comic books when I was a kid. I can't remember. I remember they had Archie, Betty, and Veronica. They were, you know, huge. They're huge in comic book land. I haven't followed that for years, but I just read a story where in their January issue, they're doing a gay marriage and a lot of controversy.
I mean, it probably is overdue, but... I think it's progressive, and that's a good idea.
I think, you know, in this day and age, should be surprising. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Brandy. Brandy's now in love. She's dating a music publisher who's
in the music industry. That's for sure.
He's younger. He's not in the limelight, but he has those publishing checks. So she's in love with him and hopes that they'll get married and whatnot. So,
well, I'm happy for her. You know, if she was on her show, she was looking. She really was. So I'm happy that she found someone.
Right.
Everyone,
right.
It's cold in these streets. It's wintertime. I know it doesn't get that cold in California, but still.
Yeah, people want to be in a relationship. People are saying that Kim Kardashian and Reggie Bush, they have reunited as definitely as friends and maybe even romance.
Yeah, I think that's like, you know, her go-to person. I think she will always love him, and that's the person that, you know, you have that one person that you will always give a chance to no matter what happened. Like, if you guys get back to, you know, in the same circle, there's
mm-hmm.
always a chance of that, you know, that love.
So you think that's the one that he can always come back?
Yeah, I think that's what it is for her. I'm not sure if it is for him, but I really do think that's what it is for her. And, you know, it is what it is. I think 2012 is the year of the lovers. So.
Yeah. Well, we know that you are. We want to put you on blast, but you're doing pretty good.
Don't do me.
Okay. We'll skip that.
Don't get cast out.
It feels to get off air, right?
you know you're going to get it.
Right. Nah, I'm having 4 years. I know that. Trina, you know, Trina, the rapper, she was hired by Tax USA to star in a new commercial about paying your bills one time. So Trina's making moves. Other rapper, Nicki Minaj, she was just ranked on Twitter, the rapper with the most followers on Twitter. So, you know,
yay.
It's crazy how Twitter has become so popular in pop culture where, you know, people are, if you read articles, people quote what people are saying on Twitter. You know, if you have so many followers, remember when Charlie Sheen had his little breakdown, how he opened a Twitter account and within 24 hours he had 1 million followers, which is the most anyone ever had. Ashton Kutcher had this thing, I think last year, where he wanted to have more followers than CNN, and he achieved that. But yeah, so Nicki Minaj, she has been, she has the most followers of any rapper on Twitter. So,
I mean, I just don't know what to say. Who cares? I don't care. So what? I'm like, I guess I'm just not up on that Twitter thing. I'm like,
you're not a big Twitter. You remember Webster, the actor? Well, I'm reading Boss of, and they say when the checks stop coming in, he's facing foreclosure. I guess
I'm not surprised. I mean, he hasn't done anything in years.
Right. Yeah, so.
Now, the last thing I saw him on was on that show with Flavor Flav.
Yeah.
Remember Celebrity something, and when they were all in the house.
Oh, yeah, in the home on VH1, right?
Yeah, on VH1 years ago. That was the last time I saw him on.
Yeah, well, he definitely, for feedback, he's definitely chasing foreclosure now. I think we have a caller. Yeah, are you there?
I am.
What's going on? This is T'Angelo's on the EOTM Network. I understand you have a new show. Is that correct?
I do. The Kick It Spot.
Tell me about your new show.
Most FYI, that's not my background noise, just so you know.
Okay, I wonder who that was.
I know, right? I'm not at the party right now. I'm actually at home working diligently, getting ready for Thursday.
What's going on with you?
How are you all doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year
to
you, man.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Thank you. I'm happy.
I your new show.
Thanks. It was crazy stressful putting it all together, and I just wanted a new sound and everything, and it was awesome. Thanks to all the people who helped make that work out. But
so what's about the show? What can we expect?
So, well, the Kick It Spot is the new chill Kick It Spot to chill at on Thursday nights, 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And you can pretty much still expect your boy T'Angelo to be all that I am and covering the hot topics of Hollywood and entrepreneurship and going to events, red carpets and Hollywood and all that jazz. But also I got a new segment host. His name is Buddha the Voice. And he does celebrity voice impersonations.
Wow.
And so
that should be fun.
It's crazy because you don't know who's going to pop up. And so, and last week I was talking to Bernie Mac, but apparently Bernie Mac had moved in with Michael Jackson. And so then Michael got on the phone.
Oh, wow. Michael Jackson, Bernie Mac.
Wow.
And so it's hilarious, and I think this week I'm due to talk with the Clumps, the Clump family.
Oh, the Clumps.
Yeah, Mama Clump, Sherman, all of them, they're going to be there.
That should be very interesting. And your show comes on, is it Thursday?
It is Thursday night.
Okay. We'll definitely check that out.
Definitely something to check out. And I wanted to catch your guys' show live, and I was on my computer, and it popped up like it's coming. I was like, oh, good. I'm going to go check Stephen Knight out right now.
Yeah. I'm sure something happened. But, you know, me and Ms. Parker, we talk all the time, so we can go back and forth about what's going on in entertainment.
And things happen, so you have to keep it. You have to keep it pushing. Things happen.
Yeah. Well, exactly. So speaking of which, I wanted to touch on some of you guys' topics as I was listening.
Okay, please.
So, okay, when it comes to the Beyonce situation and Jay-Z,
right.
I think everyone has to. And I just posted this on Facebook, and a girl disagreed with me. But in America, we don't have royalty as kings and queens. We have celebrities. They are our royal courts. And when Carla and I covered the Oscars last year, it was so apparent to me when I was there. If you could see the amount of work that goes in simply for the arrival of these people, it was royalty. I mean, the security, they had fences, they had everything, SWAT. It was ridiculous. I'm like, this is the royal family of the United States. And so if this one person posted, you think that Jesus was being born or the Virgin Mary, but this is what we have. We don't. Who else's pregnancy are we excited about?
Right.
Michael Jackson gone.
Right, yeah.
So that was my thing on that, and I just thought that, you know. And then have you guys heard Jay-Z's song that he wrote for her, for the baby?
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Oh,
we really
I love
that song.
I think it's so sweet.
One of my friends said, when I posted on my page, she said she actually shed a tear listening to it. I was like,
I almost did. I thought it was very sweet and heartfelt.
You know,
I
think a lot of messages are in music, and Jay-Z, you know, kind of saying that Beyonce had a miscarriage prior to this. You know, there's something we didn't know because, you know, they're so private anyway.
I think people have to keep in mind, I don't mean to cut you off, Stephen, that these people are humans. They go through the same exact feelings, not in remorse, because, you know, they're living a life that we can't even imagine.
Right. Exactly.
Important to be positive about anybody's life. You know what I mean? Like, if they're not harming anyone, even if they did have a surrogate, but they have a new baby in their home, be happy for them.
Yeah, I agree.
I just don't understand how people just been so negative about it. It's like, how can you be negative about a baby being born?
Right.
I watched the interview with Beyonce when they talked about the whole her faking it, and I loved her energy to it. She just laughed, like, wow. And could you imagine sitting at home, you pregnant, like, you know you pregnant, and the world is questioning if you're pregnant or not. People get mad, and she's like, what's to get mad about?
Right, what's the issue? Who cares?
Right, I'm pregnant, and I know it.
Yeah,
right.
Because she was probably just so happy that this pregnancy was actually working out, you know?
Yeah, I heard that.
Like, had a miscarriage,
Yeah, and then I'm having I don't know if you guys recall Shane Sparks, one of the judges from America's Best Dance Crew.
Yeah.
He's going to be on my show this week, and I'm a fan of his work. I'm a dancer choreographer myself, so of course I love his work and all those things. And he's going to be on my show, and it'll be a mainly positive show, but I do have to touch on because as our job as media correspondents, we have to discuss everything. And so the whole child molestation trial has to come up.
Yeah.
And
oh,
I was
yeah.
Right, yeah, his big scandal last year.
He had that, yeah, he did.
And
have that.
I was researching that, and I can't imagine how it is. I was looking like, dang, people are harsh.
Right.
Yeah, people are very harsh.
Especially towards celebrities.
Yeah.
But I always
said
misery people. Love company. So if your life is messed up, of course you want everybody else's life to be messed up, and you know, and you will be negative about everything else. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can't wait to hear your show, listening to your show.
I can't wait to hear you. Thursday, what time Thursday?
7 o'clock my time, but 10 o'clock yours.
Right, okay.
Well, and if you want, of course you can archive it, but my favorite part, okay, my show was great. It was a lot of fun. I mean, putting it on was such a huge stress that after the show was done, my voice was shot, my mental was gone, and I just fell out. I woke up the next morning like, did I go to sleep? Because I had to do so much. I ended up going to the studio and recording my own theme song.
Do you sing?
No, I did the voiceover. I just did voiceovers.
Okay.
So if you get a chance, I'm in love. I think I had the producers play the song, like, I think at least 5 times on the show.
So how was it so stressful for you this time around?
I'm a perfectionist when it comes to my brand and my product. And the first time around, when I had the first show, Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them, it was so sporadic. Like, it all happened so quickly. Me and Carla met on Monday. We were covering shows by Tuesday. I was on the radio show, her show by Wednesday, my own show by Thursday. It felt like.
There's a lot going on.
It was just like, it was awesome. It was amazing. But it happened so well. And, you know, it just, you light a wick and you don't know what's going to happen, but it blew up so beautifully. And so I had to kind of step back, regroup, retool. And so now I have my website, tangelo.com, so people kind of find me easier because you're like, well, T, how do I find you? Oh, if you want my media, go over here. If you want my this, go over there.
Right.
If you want this. I'm a person who's like, yeah. I would tell people, just Google me. I know it sounds conceited, but it was the only way for you to find me in an easy capacity.
Right, right, yeah.
So, and this time around, I was just really big. Like, I knew I wanted my own theme song, and I was with the producers, you know, and I'm really, he said to me, hey, how does this sound? I'm like, it sounds great, but just to be meticulous, it seemed like those T'Angelo's the second time around kind of go lower. He's like, yeah, I noticed that too. He's like, okay. Like, yeah. Oh, you cut off when I said T. Or is it, you cut the O off. Can we make it a little bit longer?
But you were definitely hands-on with this one, huh?
I am, because you know when it comes down to it, and I have this this magazine I'm working with, and the owner of it, she was telling me how when she first got her magazine, she wasn't like that either. And now she's considered to be a, I don't know if we can say the word bitch on the radio, but that's what she's considered to be. And she said the bad part about it is she gets that name because it's her baby. It's her brand.
Right,
and if you don't make it bomb, they're looking at you. It's like Stephen Knight's show is not cute. They don't come looking for Ms. Parker.
Yeah. You're right.
And so I'm like, it has to be on.
Right.
And so I just wanted everything perfect. And I wanted the callers perfect. And I had these guests. I had one too much on. And they were a music group who was turned up. They are so much fun. So it was just pulling everything together. For my first time back in the new year with the new show. What if no one listens?
Right, yeah. Well, I'm sure, you know, with the energy you have and the work you're putting behind it, it has nothing, it can't do anything but be successful. So congratulations to you for that.
Well, thank you kindly. I'm going to grow up to be just like you guys. I need a Miss Parker is what I need.
No, you can't take my Miss Parker. That's my Miss Parker.
Well, no, I
have Miss Parker.
I have my Miss Parker.
I know, right? Well, I have a Miss Parker in my life, but I just can't get her to do the radio show with me. My bestie, we're like good cop, bad cop, and so I'm going to try to trick her into doing my love segment because our views on the love life are so male versus female. Like, I'll ask Miss Parker, Miss Parker, quick question. What is your philosophy on exes? Friends, no friends, can y'all talk, cut them off, what is it?
I am, I need to detach myself for a while, but I've never been to a point where I can't speak to my ex. I'm always, I don't know, I've just never, I can't stay mad very long. So my thing is, like, once I'm over it,
she's different
yeah,
from
I don't
a lot
hold
of women.
Grudges. I'm very, yeah, I'm I've been friends and keep in touch, and, you know, they check on me once in a while, but it's it's never been to a point, I've never, you know, broken anybody's window or flat any tires. I've never been that mad at anyone to not ever speak to them, because I feel like it didn't work out for a reason. No matter what you did to me, it's going to come back to you, and I don't, and I'm going to have no part in that. And I also feel that sometimes people just go apart, and just because you're not happy with me doesn't mean you doesn't deserve to be happy with someone else.
So are you guys friends? Like, can y'all get together later on? Are you still going to, like, the family reunion and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, one last question.
I can't.
Your man, what if, now you're dating somebody else. How, what if he don't feel the same way about this topic?
Of course I'm not going to be hanging out with my ex while I'm with someone else.
But y'all friends.
I wouldn't want him being, no, but if we're friends, my friend is going to understand that I'm not that close to any of my exes where I'm still speaking with them on the phone every day or, you know, that close to where we're going to hang out every week. We may do lunch once a year, but I will have enough respect for whoever I'm with to not have that close relationship with someone that I've dated. And I think it's just a respect thing. And
out of respect.
I dated before has to understand that.
And you feel the same way, Stephen? You seem to agree.
No, I agree. You know, I've never had an ex that I just can never deal with her ever again. But I think out of respect, if you've moved on in terms of in a new relationship, you know what I mean, you have to have respect for that, because I know I wouldn't want my girl hanging out with her ex. You know what I'm saying? That wouldn't go
right. Well, see, so far I'm still by myself because I have a different outlook on this.
So what's your outlook?
If your ex becomes, if you guys truly become friends, because the, you guys, you know.
I guess you have to understand, I have to understand what you mean by friends, though.
Well, no, and I do mean the original purity of friendship, where, like, he becomes a friend of the family, or she becomes, you know, like, say, for instance, you guys broke up, but your mom and him were still kind of cool. And so she invites him to the barbecue. Go ahead.
Okay, I've never had that.
I said, Mom, you have some respect and realize that that's no longer the relationship.
Right. And so the difference with me is I had this situation. My best friend gets to me all the time because my exes typically just become friends. And like you said, Ms. Parker, there isn't no going to lunch all the time. I might talk to you quarterly. You know? And you.
No,
yeah.
I agree.
You might talk quarterly, and you might get together that once or twice a year, bump into each other across town or something. But to just ex-nate, like, for me to get into a relationship, and the person say, well, I don't want you talking to that person. Yeah, can't control me like that. Can't tell me who I can and can't talk to. That's not going to work. And my best friend feels that it's inappropriate that you need to – she don't believe in exes being friends. If you ex, that's that.
No, I don't agree with that.
Yeah, she exed him. It's ex. She's like, we weren't friends. She said we weren't friends in the first place. So
I think it has to all deal with how you deal with like, are you able to recover from, you know, fights, and do you hold grudges? I think it's all stemmed from that. Some people just don't know how to get over things, and I think I guess because I don't hold grudges and nothing bothers me past a couple of days. I can't relate to being that angry at somebody where I never talk to them.
You're right, and she says it just helps all across the board with the next dude coming in, with him later on trying to slip back in and try to get some or something, just to keep from any extra rhetoric.
Well, if I know that's what it's about, then I definitely wouldn't, you know, I would keep my distance.
But you don't know until it happens.
you can tell if that's what it's about. They come out pretty quickly.
You know what's going down, right?
Well, some dudes kind of fly like that. It's like, no, we're going to just go to the carnival and hang out. And then that Ferris wheel ride.
I'll be knowing. I'll be knowing.
You know.
I'll be knowing.
Next thing you know.
Pretty awesome. Well, you guys, thank you so much for letting me stop by. I just wanted to holler at you.
We appreciate you.
Most
definitely.
Yeah, we're going to interview you all the time now.
You know, and we'll definitely be checking on your show. We'll be checking on your show. What's the new show called?
Wait, what did you ask me?
What's your new show called?
The Kick It Spot.
The Kick It Spot, and that's on Thursdays at 7 p.m. your time.
Correct.
10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. Well, thanks again for calling in, okay?
Most definitely. Until next time, fam.
All right, Tanza.
I'm out.
See you later.
Ciao.
All right. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Want to give a shout out again to Tangelo for calling in and entertaining us. He was our guest tonight. Our guest had an emergency tonight, so he couldn't be on Rodney Perry, but we're going to reschedule for a later date. So definitely look out for that. But now it's time to go on Stephen's playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during this segment. And each week we select artists to play on our playlist. Tonight our playlist features songs from both major and independent artists, including Journey Brave, who's been on the show, YS, and Drake. And if you're interested in being featured on Stephen's list, please email us. Email us at thestephennightshow@gmail.com. Attach one or two songs, your bio, and a couple promotional pictures. All songs must be edited for radio, meaning no cursing. We definitely look forward to hearing from you. Now, the first song is by...
Your Music Game.
Step Up the Music Game.
Step it up. Step it up.
Our first song is by Aunt Dior, featuring Marchie, entitled Check It Off. Check it out and enjoy Stephen's playlist.
I am the flyest, call me the pilot. You bust is funny, y'all are a riot. Give y'all a high kick, right to the noggin. No, that didn't rhyme, but give me applause. It's spalding, balling in the motherfucker, mollish. It's tallish, it's so a faces that my hogging up the mirror to perfect all of my flaws. Excuse if I take long, I'm the bomb like napalm. Word of mouth is the best kind of advertising, so I'ma let them begin to talk, keep them smiling. They all worried about my dressing, Thousand Island. Since when did y'all become my advisor? Again, the answer's never. I'm so clever, I got these chickens cheesing, cheddar, green like lettuce. They slow, man, catch up. They beefing like burgers, so it's me they trying to set up the tables. Round, I'm surrounded, yeah, my clear with me. It's about to go down, we about to make some history. I pays no attention, so that bullshit you be missing me. I'm about to have a ball, so can I get my list, please?
If it's being fly on my list, check it off, check it off. If I got my eye on the chick, check it off, check it off. If I got my drink in my hand and my head in the sky and we feeling all good, check it off, 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 check it off. Yeah, we up in the playoff. Check it off, check it off, check it off, check it off. Earth Street, I'm trying to make moves. You
place. No taste, getting buzz was the main thing. Flow combine works every time. Take the list off, no ticking on the bomb. I'm so lost, I lost my mind way back with a snapback. I'm cool, you're not.
If it's being fly on my list, check it out.
Check it out.
If I got my eye on the chick, check it out.
Check it out.
If I got my drink in my hand and my head in the sky and we feeling all good, check it out.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out.
Yeah, we up in the play.
Check it out. 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 Check it out.
Chris Michael,
na 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 na, yeah,
exclusive.
Na 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 na, yeah, 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 yeah.
Go. She, I'ma give you everything you wanna. My love making this a life wonder. And after me, there'll be no other. Keep the wear like a heat wave in the summer. And I don't really mean no disrespect. Well, let me put this in retrospect. I got this to make you hurt. I'm giving something like you like to see. I love it when you're sexy, you're playing next to me.
Girl, I know you want it, girl.
Hold up.
Put your love there.
Baby, come and get with me.
Cause I wanna get
freaky. Right off the top, let's make it hot. Baby, you're
driving me crazy.
Baby,
go have fun.
Baby, I'm just kidding, that's for the night.
Girl, let me stop fucking
with ya.
Get real nasty with ya. We can do it in the parking lot. Do it so rough that the car chase parking spots. I'ma beat it up around the block. If you're freaky enough, we'll let the neighbors watch. I bet the neighbors know my name.
You know you want it, girl.
I bet the eyes will make you hurt. Listen, you give it up. Beat it to beat it. When I get it, I'ma beat it up.
Baby, come and get with me.
I wanna get
freaky. Right off the top, let's make it hot. Lady,
driving me crazy.
Let's
go have fun,
baby. I'm just kidding, that's not the night.
Truth is, you gon' miss me before the day is gone. It's sex, wet and wild, I call it Amazon. And we can do it in the big bath and beyond. All day, every day, the sex marathon. No revolver, but I keep the magnums on. You love the attention, yeah, so the camera's on. Bring your girl in, no, she's not a tag along. I'm excited that you invited her after all. I'm not greedy, just love that I can have it all. Best of both worlds, like PC and Macintosh. And I'm a born with us, so you never take a loss. Not Ross, but you can call me the illest boss.
Baby, come and get with me.
Cause I wanna get freaky.
Right off the top, let's make it hot. Baby,
driving me crazy.
Let's
go have fun,
baby. I'm just kidding, that's for the night.
words to say how I feel, where I stand, what I want, what I can't. Oh man, here you go with that look you give. You know that one that always needs to be given in. I used to say if I could paint a perfect picture, that love would be the painting, but the colors that I'm using been the wrong combination. The ending always abstract, so I'm contemplating, and I guess I got you waiting, but I'm hearing that you're dating. You know I like a little competition. Ha, I outmaneuver any opposition. Done, and in the end, you know it's me that's winning. And so then, I let you know when. You thought that I would never learn. Now you asking where I've been, like I ain't been left. And when I see you, why you acting like you ain't been stressed? I tell you what, I keep it real. You know I wanna get back, but not until you show me that it's real. Cause I ain't with that. Make up to break up, argue then wake up, flowers to Jacob, trips to Jamaica. Man, I'll admit it, you know just how to spoil me. But I prefer the loyal over any royalty. Just like I want you over any other holding me. And on this topic, I'm thinking that we both agree. I'm ready.
Might be too strung out on compliments, overdose on confidence, started not to give a fuck and stop fearing the consequence, drinking every night because we drink to my accomplishments, faded way too long, I'm floating in and out of consciousness, and they saying I'm back, I'd agree with that, I just take my time with all this shit, I still believe in that, I had someone tell me I fell off, ooh I needed that, and they wanna see me pick back up, well where'd I leave it at, I know I exaggerated things, now I got it like that, tuck my napkin in my shirt, cause I'm just mobbing like that. You know good and well that you don't want a problem like that. You gon' make someone around me catch a body like that. No, don't do it. Please don't do it. Cause one of us goes in and we all go through it. And Drizzy got the money, so Drizzy gon' pay it. Those my brothers, I ain't even gotta say it. That's just something they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, I be yelling out money over everything. Money on my mind. Then she wanna ask when it got so empty. Tell her I apologize, happened over time. She says they miss the old Drake, girl, don't tempt me. If they don't get it, they'll be over you. That new shit that you got is overdue. You better do what you're supposed to do. I'm like, why I gotta be all that? But still I can't deny the fact that it's true. Listen to you expressing all them feelings. Soap opera rappers, all these niggas sound like all my children. And that's who you thinking it's about to come and make a killing. I guess it really is just me, myself, and all my millions. You know that they ain't even got it like that. You gon' hype me up and make me catch a body like that. Cause I live for this, it isn't just a hobby like that. When they get my shit and play it, I ain't even gotta say it. They know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know.
The beat is the colon, the beat is the heart. Oh, you are the body, the beat is the life, and you're the life of the party. Bacardi, I walk to the beat, I talk to the beat, I eat to the beat, I beat it, beat to the beat. See, I'm a freak to the beat, I'm a chief to the beat. I mean Smokey Robinson and Al Green to the beat. Why he keep saying beat? Cause I beat it like Michael. I beat it so hard that I've been called a psycho. I can beat it like Joe, but I'm more like Ike though. Rolling down the river with the bass and the microphone. Now beat it, or ask technology to repeat it. Cause that's the DJ to keep you partying on evening. The beat go hard, huh? Feel it deep in your soul, it don't make no sense. But let the beat take control.
This ain't no shit, you heard it all before. It don't make no sense, but the beat go hard. The beat go hard, the beat go hard. You can play it in your car, just the beat go hard. It's the same old shit, you heard it all before. It don't make no sense, but the beat go hard. The beat go hard, the beat go hard. You can play it in your car, just the beat go hard.
Just the beat go hard. Yep. The beat is frozen, yep. The beat so cold. Words for its clothing. Yep. The beat's so nasty, indecent exposure. The beat is smoking hot, so we don't care what it shows. The bass is like her ass, the snare like her titties. She moves with percussion, her melody is.
That was Steven's playlist. Hope you enjoyed it.
Hope you guys enjoyed our first show back.
Our first show back.
Even though we had some
technical difficulties. We did talk to Ronnie Parrish people, and he will be rescheduling in the next couple weeks, so definitely look out for him. We'll be back. I want to wish you all a happy 2012. This will be a prosperous year. A lot of big things happening, especially in this show, and hopefully in your lives as well.
Yep.
And we'll be back next week with another live show. So continue to support us. Tell a friend.
And tell a friend to tell a friend.
To tell a friend. And have a great week. And God bless.
Have a great week. See you back next Monday.
So fresh and so clean.